about.
You got to put it in perspective.
Just keep running. Bullshit. I'm going to slate this. All right, I haven't got time to mark this mother. Here we go again. We can't hear anybody. Nobody can talk to anybody.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
It's going to be very hot. Going to be very uncomfortable for everybody. Want anybody yelling? We get anybody yelling around here anymore today, and then the is going to hit the fan.
We got flies all over the place.
Son of a bitch. Get out of here, you flies.
There's a fly over the headlight, Tony.
We got flies coming for us.
Out of here, flies.
We got 3 flies. 5 flies. Get out of here, you goddamn jackass. Listen, I've got to give a clue here now. I don't want any more bullshit any time during the day from anyone. That includes me. What does the goddamn line say, Tony? What is the goddamn line?
The accoutrement that you will need.
Accoutrement? What is that?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
All right, get ready to have your face melted.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Hey, it's Beer Mug here.
Roll another one.
With all due respect, you're an idiot.
Just like the other one.
Tell me about you.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Ay, Dios mío.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
What the f*** was that?
Roll another one.
And how often have you used it?
Just like the other one.
You're lucky you're so good at your job.
This one seems to be about to end.
With you, beast.
I don't have another cent.
I want to talk about the city of Philadelphia, which has to be the dumbest city in America.
Come on, Allie, either spit it out or don't.
That did not feel sincere.
That's not how you make America great.
And now, I gotta read it again because my mind is just a piece this morning.
Our feature presentation.
Man, I missed Winnebago, man.
He's great.
Oh. That was so good to hear.
Do we know? Have we heard an update on Winnebago Man?
For some reason, I think no.
I feel like he had to have a heart attack at some point.
He was very stressed out making that commercial.
Oh, yes. I love him so much.
I love him too. I don't know why I came across
that. I don't either, but I'm so happy you did.
I just fell in love with it all over again. It's just been too long.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday morning, the 6th of October.
Felt good.
Yeah.
Bye. Kevin, the kids have demanded it.
I know
you're out, but they're in.
Halloween, Halloween.
I mean, it's time. Yeah. Come on.
Ghostly things are gonna happen.
I waited till the 6th. Sing it if you know it.
Halloween spooks outside my window. Halloween spooks.
No.
Children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And as Halloween spooks outside my window pane.
Have you no conscience? When will this stop?
Here's the part you've been waiting for all year long.
Yeah. This is.
Let's do it.
If I didn't hate it so much, would you still play this? Because it really is
awesome.
I don't play it because you hate it. I play because the audience insists on it. They demand it. I mean, they're really, they've been ratcheting up
the anger. Oh, here it goes, here it goes.
This is my favorite part.
How's it hanging? I'm David Pumpkins.
Right?
And I'm going to scare the hell out of you.
This is the new Halloween classic.
Pick up
pumpkin.
Any questions?
Now that's entertainment right there.
Remix?
Halloween spooks outside my window.
So cute.
Halloween spooks behind the tree. I love Halloween spooks.
I know you do, but the bad man won't let us play it, youngster.
I love her, and I love her version of it. I would listen to her version of it.
Well, she misses the song.
It's not the adults.
Hey, guys, real quick, there's not a lot of information on this, and I insist that somebody in Wyoming get this guy on the TV so we can find out more about his story. His name is, I'm just going to say it's Bryant Johnson is what his name is. And he was arrested the other night. He was super drunk. But he had a reasonable explanation as to why he was so drunk. He had bloodshot eyes, slurred speech, blood alcohol reading that exceeded the legal limits in Wyoming. But his logical explanation was, you guys, that he had traveled back in time, warning that aliens would be coming next year and that people should leave as soon as possible. He claimed he was from the future with a message from aliens.
So technically, if he was drinking in the future, can he get in trouble for that now?
No, because it's current day, which is his past.
Right. You can't arrest a guy for drinking a long time ago.
Right.
Right?
And he's doing a public service.
Right. He should be a hero.
Yeah, metal.
That's interesting.
Right?
He says the reason he was so drunk is that's the only way the aliens would send him back in time was to fill his body with alcohol and then make him stand on a giant pad.
Like they do, the aliens.
And again, I need more information on how that time-traveling setup works. And also, how about a little due diligence here for KTWO Television that posted this on their website with no video?
Worse.
How about a little clarification on the aliens are coming next year and people should leave as soon as possible? Does that mean people should just leave Casper, Wyoming as soon as possible? Or is he bringing a message to the whole world that we've got to figure out a way to get off the planet?
So maybe a few follow-up questions on that report.
Yeah.
I'm saying this would be an opportunity where I would think you just don't walk away and go, well, I think I got everything I need.
All right, good chat.
You know what I mean? How about some follow-up on this? I am not going to rest this weekend until I get more information on what's happening. But look.
That's a perfect response to that.
Look, I know that there are going to be those who are hearing this news right now, and they are going to say, the guy's an idiot. He's just drunk. He's just spouting off. He doesn't know anything. He's making it up, or it's a tall tale, or whatever. But here's what I say to you. What if he's not? What if it's real? What if it's true? You don't just ignore that possibility.
By the way,
right?
Bean is going off the deep end here because I heard his podcast interview with the Flat Earth guy, and Bean pretty much agreed with him the whole way.
No,
that's not true.
Oh, yes, it is.
I was open-minded, but I shut him down.
Open-minded.
I shut him down. Look,
I think you're starting to believe. There are a lot of points that he made where I was like, come on, Bean. And Bean was like, really? Okay, that's interesting. Now, was Bean playing along just to make it entertaining and let that guy have a voice? I say no. I say Bean's starting to become a flat earther.
I'm not a flat earther.
You are.
But I very much want the aliens to come in my lifetime. You guys know that. I know it's unlikely, but I'm just saying, don't ignore what this guy has to say, what Mr. Johnson is telling us, because we may regret it. Look.
You know you could get an anal probe without the aliens coming, right?
He said
he wants them to come in his lifetime. That's what he's calling it now.
All right. This is why we can't have nice things, you guys. I'm trying to save the world here, and you're just
thinking, that's what you're doing. Okay.
Chip and I are pointing at our butts when you said that, because we're 10.
Come on.
I'm 10. I think we're 4.
Look, that's what the aliens do. I don't know how they know everything's in there, but that's what they apparently do.
Yeah.
That's just in the movies. That's not real. I'm talking about real aliens.
Oh, are you? You're talking about real aliens. Okay. Yeah. My bad. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I don't think that's what people want.
RJ Bell from Las Vegas.
People do want that.
Gives us his picks for week 5 of the NFL.
I assume the Patriots did not cover the spread last night for anyone who had money on that, right? I'm sure there had to be more than a 5-point spread on that game, right?
I don't know.
I mean, look, it's tough to get them all right. That's for sure.
Thank you. Movie beat on the program today because it's Friday. We're going to do, put the echo on there. I forgot to tell you, put the echo on there. We're going to do great news on the program today. We have Keep It 100. We have a brand new internet roundup. And in studio, Craig Robinson and Adam Scott from the very funny show ghosted on the program.
Oh, they might have some answers, Bean.
Right?
They're the right people to ask.
Yeah.
Perfect, perfect. Bean could get all of his answers, his questions answered. That's going to be great.
I'm going to bookmark this story, and we'll run it by the boys.
Okay, all right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. LA News Alternative Rock. It's the world famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
I'm blinded by that hot light.
I'm sorry, Winnebago man. I'm sorry. Hey, it's Friday morning. What's going on, Ralph Garman?
Well, today... Al, are you going to be out there at 11:30 a.m.?
I will if I know.
Where's out there?
Right there.
Where?
Hollywood Boulevard.
Who?
6201.
Okay.
Hollywood Boulevard. Right in front of Easttown.
She asked who, I believe.
Who's getting a star?
The Who is getting a star? That's fantastic.
I don't think so.
Deborah Messing, star of Will and Grace, getting her star this morning at 11:30 a.m. on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Congratulations.
Helping present it will be her good friend, Mariska Hargitay, who will be there from Law & Order, SUV.
Mm-hmm.
And Max Muchnick, creator of Will & Grace, will be on hand to speak at the ceremony. So if you're a fan of Will & Grace, get your butt out there today and see Deborah Messing.
I love her.
How about her co-stars on the show? Are they going to be down there too?
You're right. You're right, Bean. I apologize. I'm holding back information from you. I'm withholding that, and I feel bad. Now, you've busted me. I did not let you know whether her castmates were going to be there or not.
Eric McCormack going to be there?
I don't know, Ellie.
Okay.
I just...
Good follow-up question.
How about Megan Mullally? Do you think she'll make the trip?
I simply don't know the answer to that. I've given you all the information I have.
About Jack.
Regarding today's ceremony.
Where's Sean Hayes?
That would be Jack. That's what Ellie just asked.
Right. She's following up.
What about Jack, though?
Plays what he wants to. That's what I heard. Congratulations to Jason Biggs and his wife, Jenny Mullen. Biggs, of course, a pal of ours, one of our favorites around here. They've got a new baby boy named Laszlo. Born on Monday, weighed in at 7 pounds, 1 ounce, 20 inches long. And, of course, they were getting a boy named Sid. So Sid and Laszlo. There's a couple fellas you want to hang out with.
Yes.
Moms Are Up says everybody's doing great, especially Jason, who now has a reason to be joyful now that the New York Giants are 0-4. Don't believe everything you read in the National Enquirer. Liam Neeson was not seen wandering the halls of his hotel butt naked. As they reported. A representative for Neeson tells folks that the story is simply foolish. And if he was roaming the halls, you would know it.
I assume that's true.
They say because... See, Ellie's got it.
Yeah.
I liked him before I found that out.
Remember Pushing Daisies? I loved Pushing Daisies.
Mm-hmm.
Pushing Daisies was a TV series on ABC, created by Brian Fuller, starred Lee Pace, Anna Friel, Kristen Chenoweth. It was about a guy who could touch something and bring it back to life. He had the power to bring the dead back to life.
When was this?
2007 to 2009.
Okay.
Nothing ringing a bell, huh?
Not really, but...
I saw it. My wife loved that show.
I love that show.
And he could touch something and bring it back to life. The only downside is if he touched it again, it would be dead again.
Okay.
So he's in love with his childhood sweetheart, and she passes away accidentally and inappropriately, so he brings her back to life. But then he can never touch her again. There's the rub. And he goes around solving crimes. Like, he'll bring a murder victim back to life.
Ask him questions
and be able to solve their crimes with his friend who's a private detective, Chai McBride. Excellent, charming show.
And then touch him again, make him go back to be dead?
Exactly, okay. Anyway, the reason I bring this up is because show's creator Brian Fuller is going to turn it into a Broadway musical.
Interesting.
He's talking to Tim Minchin.
All right.
Who, of course, is a genius and wrote the songs for Matilda and Groundhog Day to write the songs for the musical. I think that'd be charming as F.
Yes.
He has one of the strangest careers, that Brian Fuller, doesn't he?
He does.
Just being all over the place? Yeah.
He went from that to Hannibal.
Yeah.
He couldn't have more different shows.
And he did Wonder Falls, one of my favorite shows from before Pushing Daisies. Remember that one? I loved that show.
Fuller House.
And now he's doing
that. Sure.
Now he's doing the new Star Trek.
Glass Half Fuller, remember?
Right. That was good. That was a good series.
Speaking of dead people, Monty Hall. Host of Let's Make a Deal has passed away. We talked about that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight, Let's Make a Deal is honoring him with a special tribute episode with his Hallmark games, footage of Monty's most memorable moments on the show. So if you're a Let's Make a Deal fan, tune in tonight to see the best of Montreal on Let's Make a Deal.
No, not Montreal. This is Monty Hall.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Easy mistake to make.
It is. Today's celebrity birthday is Elizabeth Shue. Oh, I love her so much.
Wow.
One of my longtime crushes. 53 years old today. Ian Griffith. You know him from Fantastic Four and from that TV series. Remember, he lived forever? He was a doctor who was like 1,000 years old. Come on.
It was called Dr. Oldie?
Yes. That's what it was.
Dr. Oldie was one of my favorite shows.
Dr. Oldie. I think it was called Forever or Everlasting or something.
What's his name?
Ian, I-O-N, Griffith, G-R-U-F-F-U-D-D. It's a Welsh name.
Wow.
Yeah, and Griffith is really how it's pronounced.
Forever.
Forever. Boom.
Good pull, Ralph.
Suck it so good!
I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show this beat.
Coldplay tickets playing the Rose Bowl tonight. Got those for you on the program later on today. And, of course, more Foo Fighters stuff, including Cal Jam 17 tomorrow at Glen Helen. Kevin, you're going to that, right?
Yeah, so looking forward to that.
Actually, you know, I never go anywhere and do anything. I'm actually a little bit jealous. That's such
Royal Blood goes on at 3:15, by the way.
Very convenient.
Oh, how drunk are you going to be by the time Foo's hit the stage?
That's a great band to see. I'm going to be, maybe I'll have a drink or two.
Oh, my Lord.
It's possible.
Oh, there could be so many random continents being tweeted
at
some point that evening.
Watch Kevin's social media tomorrow. It's going to be fun.
Zuglip Friends thing. Question mark?
So well, it's not outside in the heat, though, so he won't be.
I mean, it is outside. It's probably going to be pretty hot.
Out.
Oh, there's that.
It's a Glen Helen, but what a lineup. Come on now.
Giblet's Nuns, Grand Kleins, quotation mark.
It's cool. I'll keep an eye on him.
No. Cal Jam 17 tickets and tickets to our Breakfast with Foo Fighters. Both of those coming up on today's show. First, though, hey, guys, it's Friday. Ralph is here. It's time for the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry. I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
What a mixed bag of films opening up this weekend. Literally something for everyone, including something in limited release that's getting a lot of attention from critics and from film festivals. It's called The Florida Project, and it is a small, independent, slice-of-life drama about an adorable little precocious six-year-old girl named Mooney, and she lives there with her sort of down-on-her-luck single mother in a motel in the shadows of Disney World there in Florida. And the man who runs the motel sort of becomes her surrogate dad and helps her navigate her way through a particular summer. Now, the reason people are talking is because the sentimental, charming manager of the motel is played by Willem Dafoe in a role you usually don't get to see him play. And they're saying it's a remarkable performance, one of the best of his career. Here's some clips from the trailer of The Florida Project.
It's only second week of the summer and there's already been a dead fish in the pool.
We're trying to get it back alive.
And water balloons thrown at tourists.
Boobies! Boobies!
I failed as a mother, Mooney.
Yeah, Mom, you're a disgrace.
New job?
Yeah.
If you're working, who's looking after Mooney?
You're not my father!
You don't think everybody knows what's up, Haley?
She's about to cry. I can always tell when adults are about to cry.
Saying it's great. This thing's a great, great film.
Sounds great.
Yeah. My Little Pony, the movie. All the bronies are so happy today.
Yeah.
My Little Pony, the movie comes out. You know My Little Pony.
Yeah, this is Bean's choice, right?
Friendship is Magic. Oh, this is all about Bean. He puts his tail on and he starts galloping to the theater. Oh, it's so much fun. In this particular film, though, however, a dark force threatens Ponyville. And so the main six. Maine, M-A-N-E.
See
how they are?
Oh, look at that. How did they do it?
Have to embark on a journey beyond Equestria, where they meet new friends but take on exciting and dangerous challenges. My Little Pony, the movie. Emily Blunt stars, Kristen Chenoweth, Liev Schreiber, Michael Pena all lend their voices. Here are some clips from the trailer.
We need help to save Equestria.
Get her now.
It's all on me. I'm the one Tempest wants. We're in this together.
Let's show these little ponies how it's done.
It's the magic of...
Yeah, yeah.
friendship and flowers and ponies and blue.
You are all going to die tonight.
No, not at all.
Horror movie.
I think it's possible.
It's joyous and friendship.
That's
and
what
magical.
I meant. Right.
That thing's never happened to Princess Twilight Sparkle.
That was just said.
Well, we're talking about My Little Pony, aren't we?
The Mountain Between Us. Idris Elba and Kate Winslet star as two strangers who forge a powerful connection after they both get stranded in a plane crash in the snow-covered mountains. They have to embark on a perilous journey.
Allie will not allow it.
Across the wilderness together. If they don't team up together and bond, they will surely die in the frozen wilderness that they've crashed in. Idris Elba and Kate Winslet.
What a cast.
Stranded together in a plane. Right?
Right.
You know what the mountain between us is? Idris Elba's.
Yeah, I think we.
I don't think you get it.
Yeah, we get it. Right. Right.
Right. That's the mountain between them.
Right.
I'm saying that's the mountain.
I hear you.
Right?
Yep.
Right. I don't think you get me.
I do.
Here's some. Here's a scene from The Mountain Between Us. This is where Idris Elba asks Kate Winslet to take one last picture of him before he dies. He thinks he's going to die there in the frozen mountain range where they've crashed. And he's resigned himself. He's given up.
I want you to take a picture of me. I want this to be my very last picture.
I was halfway through an assignment. There was this one girl. She told me all about this boy. She liked him. And I gave her my lipstick. Then there was an explosion. And she was badly injured. I took her picture. And she died. But I can't take your picture. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm gonna die. Not today.
Take his picture.
Really?
For God's sakes.
My God.
Nice request.
Don't give your pictures too much credit.
He's a surgeon, apparently. She is a photojournalist, and together they have to find some way to make it through the mountains. That seems like an upper. Doesn't it seem like
sure.
a feel-good movie of the summer right
well,
there?
I know Allie's in.
Yeah. And lastly, Blade Runner 2049. Damn right. It's about a young Blade Runner's discovery of a long-buried secret about the replicants. And for confirmation, he's got to hunt down the former Blade Runner, Rick Deckard, who's been missing for 30 years, played by none other than Harrison Ford. Ryan Gosling is our young Blade Runner. Ana de Armas also stars Dave Bautista. Great cast in this film, directed by Denis Villeneuve, who, if you saw Arrival, you know he knows how to direct a science fiction epic. Here's some clips from the trailer.
I think you found him.
That's not possible. If this gets out, we've bought ourselves a war.
You're a cop. I did your job once.
Things were simpler then.
What do you want?
You do not know what pain is yet. You will learn.
The future of the species is finally unearthed.
Ah! It's getting great reviews.
That looks awesome.
They're saying this is awesome. So, a lot of stuff to check out this weekend. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
We're going to go out to Las Vegas, talk to our friend R.J. Bell about NFL Week 5 coming up just after 7. First, though, Lionel Richie is a guy who has been famous and popular and beloved for what, Ralph? 40 years? Something like that, I would say?
I'm sorry, Ralph isn't here right now, but I'll bring him in as soon as I can.
All right, Ricky, we'll get to you in a second. And he is all over the place right now because, A, he's one of the new judges on American Idol that's coming back soon on ABC. And B, he's in the news right now because apparently, as any good father would be, he is not delighted that his daughter, model, actress, singer, Sophia Richie, is dating Scott Disick.
Mm.
Not pleased about that at all.
It's now, funny that there's somebody worse than the Kardashian family in that group. But it
and
would
that's
be Scott
the Kardashian
Disick.
Family hangers-on.
Yes.
Exactly, yes. He dated Kourtney Kardashian for a long time. And now they are together and even Instagram official. And Lionel Richie was asked about it recently. And he said, I'm the dad. I'm scared to death. Are you kidding me? Does not like it because who would, right?
Right.
So our friend Ricky Goodman is here in studio, apparently, who has been following this story. Hey, Ricky, how are
Hello,
you?
Hello, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We're good.
It's a pleasure to be here.
It's been a while.
It has been.
We're happy to have you, though.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. I don't think I've been here since I did that story in North Carolina about the sharks for you.
That's right. And so who were you able to get on the record about this story, about Lionel Richie's disappointment with his daughter's choice of bows?
Well, Bean, you couldn't be more correct. Lionel Richie is very happy right now with his new job with American Idol.
Sure.
But he's very distraught over this new relationship between his 19-year-old daughter Sophia and Scott Disick, as any father would be.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And so I sat down with the man himself, Lionel Richie.
Did you?
Oh, did you? At a high-end Hollywood eatery. I sat down with some showbiz royalty, Mr. Lionel Richie himself, and we broke bread and had breakfast in this very exclusive Hollywood restaurant. And I sat down with an interview with the man himself, Lionel Richie, and here it is. First of all, Lionel Richie, I want to thank you for sitting down with me for this interview. So, good morning.
Hello.
Congratulations on getting the job as a judge on American Idol. I heard that you had a premonition that you were going to get that job.
I had a dream. I had an awesome dream.
And what was your reaction when you got the news that you'd been hired? And now, Lionel, I have to address the story about your 19-year-old daughter, Sophia, dating Scott Disick. Is this relationship making it hard for you to sleep? Excuse me, Lionel. I seem to have a tickle in my throat. I'm going to get some water. Would you like some? Sparkling?
Still.
Now, your daughter is known for her very risque Instagrams. How would you say she behaves in public?
Lady.
Well, in all fairness, this is the third time she's had a very public romance. First with Jaden Smith, then Justin Bieber, and now Scott Disick. How do you think she's behaving?
Once. Twice. Three times a lady.
What did Scott Disick say to her to win her over? I can see you're unhappy with this relationship. What will you and your family do if and when it ends?
We're going to party, karate, fiesta, forever.
I know your daughter's in Mexico right now with Scott Disick. In case she's listening, do you have any messages you'd like to give her?
My endless love.
Well, Lionel, that's it. Thank you for your time. Lionel? Lionel, why aren't you leaving?
Stuck on.
Oh, I had pancakes. I'm sorry. I'm a little sticky from the syrup.
Wow, what a scoop there, Ricky. Well
that's
done.
An exclusive by me, Ricky Goodman.
I think we should have you do an interview each day on the Kevin and Bean Show.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Okay. No C's alternative rockets, world famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 10 minutes till 7 o'clock.
Hey, it's Friday, and that means we'll keep it 100. You can have any song you want that K-Rock has ever played. You can request just after 9 a.m. this morning. We'll play it for you. Also, two of our favorite guests coming in together, Craig Robinson and Adam Scott, have teamed up for a new show on Fox called Ghosted. They'll be here at 8 o'clock as well. I love those guys.
I do, too.
Love them both so much. Can't believe they're both coming in together. That's so fun. Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hey.
What's going on with you, man?
Congratulations to the Los Angeles Kings.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Congratulations to the Los Angeles Kings.
Unclear again.
Congratulations to the Los Angeles Kings.
But the Flyers scored all those goals, though, at least.
Kings beat the Flyers 2-0. But I did tweet out that there was a really cool Flyers fan who was wearing a jersey, and he found me, and they were behind 2-0, and he yelled, "This is not a success!"
See what he did? That Jonathan Quick turns out is a pretty good goalie.
Yeah.
Because the Flyers owned a lot of that game.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
Almost all of the
and
third period.
Could not score.
That's true.
He's so good. That Quick's so frustrating. The reason I bring it up is because Canadian researchers at the University of Montreal have found that watching hockey can put enormous stress on the human body. Watching hockey games can trigger what they call adverse cardiovascular events. Your likelihood of having a heart attack raises the more hockey you watch.
Huh.
Heart rates of fans who watch the game live more than doubled, increasing by 110%. Watching a game on television had a similar effect, increasing the heart rate of spectators by 75%.
I mean, worth it.
Effects on the heart were notably detrimental when players were attempting to score near the net or blocking shots. Wasn't that the whole game?
Pretty much, yeah.
Peak heart rates were recorded during overtime.
Sure.
So it could kill you. Mm. Hockey can kill you.
Worth it.
Anything about the poops?
It does not mention poops, sorry.
Yeah. It may just be you, Allie.
does not mention poops.
Call now.
No, we're not taking poop calls.
Not taking those calls.
Right. Doesn't that sound like a story that should have been saved for sweeps? Are we in sweeps yet? Was that November?
Could hockey kill you?
Hockey can kill you tonight at 11. How the Los Angeles Kings want you dead. Ken Shocknick has to show up. Is he still around, Ken Shocknick?
I don't think so, but I don't know.
Remember Ken Shocknick?
Yeah.
He was the one who ducked underneath the table when the earthquake came.
That was pretty strong, yeah.
I loved him. He was the best. All right, let's talk about show business. Andy Grammer. You know him, Andy Grammer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He has called for peace.
Okay.
In the pop world. He wants Katy Perry and Taylor Swift to come together.
No, that's a great... No!
And sign a truce.
No.
He's urging the women just to let it go, he said. He wants peace between their two camps. He feels it's tearing the pop world apart.
Oh, my.
Really? In this day and age, this is what we got to worry about?
That's the issue?
Yeah. I say put him in a ring, and let's see who comes out. Two men enter, one man leaves. Right?
I like it.
I mean, that's the most reasonable way to settle any conflict.
Right, thank you.
Finally, we agree.
Fight.
Speaking of Taylor Swift, ugh, it's the worst.
Who'd she send flowers to now?
No, did you hear a quote about Tom Petty?
She was a big fan.
To me, Tom Petty represented a kind of songwriting I idolized. Complex simplicity. Oh, F you. The minute anybody starts throwing phrases like that around, you know they have no goddamn idea what they're talking about. You know what I like? I like monochromatic colors. You know what I like? I like quiet chaos. Screw you, your psycho babble speak.
Just trying to appear smarter
than
they are.
Exactly. I like complex simplicity. Do you? Really? You like hot, cold? You like hard, soft things, too? Right?
Right.
Right.
She's the best. We all agree.
No one's saying that except for you, Bean.
Bean, who's the word master general, who comes down on everyone. You think, you happy with complex simplicity? You happy with that?
It's not something I would say, but I think I know what she meant.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about a real musician. Let's talk about real talent, shall we?
Yes.
Martine. You familiar with Martine?
Who's Martine?
Yeah, the tennis player.
No, Martine. He's the best.
Right.
Al, you know Martine, right?
I thought it was the toy soldiers lady.
That's Martika.
That's Martika.
So no.
Martine.
Who is Kevin talking about, the tennis player? Is he talking about Martina Navratilova?
No, I was just making that up.
You're the worst.
You are the worst.
Who is Martine?
Martine is the 16-year-old white rapping sensation.
Oh. Does he know the Cash Me Outside girl?
He does, judging from his song, Sriracha. You haven't heard Sriracha?
No, I don't know Sriracha.
You haven't heard Sriracha?
I feel like I've been missing out.
Your body's hot like Sriracha?
I gotta have it.
Oh, well, I'm glad you asked.
Girl, you got a body like Sriracha. Every time I bring you around, the homies wanna watch ya. Got it from your mama, but that ain't what she taught ya. Hey, that's why I call you Lil' Racha.
Yeah.
That's who? Martine?
That's Martine.
Okay.
Who you just know his name is Martin. You just know it, right? You got to see the video. It's him, like, ghost riding the whip while he's talking about this girlfriend, little Racha. And he's very white, and he's got a bowl haircut.
Oh, no.
It looks like a parody video. Anyway, he's the newest sensation on the interwebs.
All right.
And okay. He'll be opening up for Dua Lipa.
Oh, I love her.
On her upcoming North American tour beginning in Boston on November 20th.
Will he be doing...
Girl, you got a body like Sriracha. Every time I bring you around, the homies wanna watch ya. Got it from your mama, but that ain't what she taught ya. Ay, that's why I call you Lil' Racha.
Yeah, you can't go to Lil' Racha. You can't start making up your own rhymes 4 words in. He ran out on the fourth line.
I'm surprised that somebody didn't talk to him about that bowl haircut before he shot the video.
Isn't it nuts?
Yes, it is.
He looks like Mo Howard of the Three Stooges. That's the kind of haircut he's rocking.
I thought it was Jim Carrey, Dumb and Dumber.
It's very similar to that as well, yes.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Duet, right?
Lil' Racha.
I mean...
Oh, my homies want to watch ya.
And then back to Racha.
I think he's doing a great service to women with just no curves, because a body like Sriracha, it's just straight.
Oh, Allie, he doesn't mean the bottle. He does not mean the bottle of Sriracha.
What does he mean?
It's hot. You have a hot body.
Sriracha's hot. Your body's hot.
We'll talk about it off the
air. I'll draw you pictures later.
Okay.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Elizabeth Shue, 53 years old today. Actress Amy Jo Johnson. Wasn't she the Pink Ranger?
I think that sounds right.
And then she was also in Felicity.
Got me there.
Question mark? 47 years old. And Ian Griffith from Mr. Fantastic from the Fantastic Four is 43 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We love Fridays because we get to go out to Las Vegas to talk to our friend RJ Bell. Hit it, Steve.
Because he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell. Yes, he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
RJ, who you may best know as the star of Ballers on HBO, is also the founder of Pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press. He's got a podcast called RJ Bell's Dream Preview, available on iTunes with college and NFL episodes each week, and you can hear him on the Adam Carolla Show as well. RJ, we can't start this week without saying good morning to you and also expressing our sympathies for what your city has been through in the past week. I'm sure it has been a very tough 7 days for folks living out there in Sin City.
Yeah, no doubt, but you know, to me, the response of the city, Las Vegas is criticized for being, you know, very transient, very people come and people go. And quite frankly, that's true. That's very true about this city. But the response was so positive, I felt like. And obviously, there's nothing positive about the horrible events, but seeing the city respond that way was heartening to me.
It helped a lot of people. Well, the truth is, and we talk about this on our show all the time, RJ, is there are a lot more good people in the world than there are bad.
No doubt about it, and
that really showed this week,
especially among Kevin and Bean listeners. I think.
Well, Kevin and Bean listeners, we're pretty happy with you again last week with another winning record. You've won all 4 weeks this year. Your season total is 9-3 on the Kevin and Bean show. So you were 2-1 again last week. And before we move on to this week's games, I want you to tell me about your friend and his 10-game parlay for last week's games.
Yeah. So Steve Fezzik is a guy who is the senior NFL analyst at Pregame.com. He's had a great history in the NFL. So he bet a 10-team parlay.
That is just stupid.
It's stupid, right, RJ? You would never advise anyone to do that.
It's one of those, don't try this at home unless you're a professional. We could spend 20 minutes, and we won't, explaining why the way he does it is a good bet. But either way, it is a good bet. He had 9 out of 9 on Saturday and Sunday. His only game left was Kansas City. This was $100 to win $55,000.
Wow.
Right? 550 to one payoff. And he had Kansas City -6.5. And those that watched the game knows Kansas City was winning. Last play of the game, the other team fumbled the ball, and Kansas City returned it for a touchdown. It was one of those once-a-season type bad beats if you had the other side. But for Fezzik, $55,000.
That's unbelievable.
Wow.
And it meant nothing to the game. It was only because they covered the spread. And he was just sitting there just watching his $100 go down the drain and couldn't believe it when that happened, I bet.
You know, I tweeted out the ticket. It had over 1,000 retweets, 2,000 likes. And the people were saying, if only once in my life I could have that feeling. You know, and if you think about it, that would be a very rare feeling.
Hey, RJ, can we talk to him on Fridays?
You know something? He isn't near as entertaining.
Okay, good. All right, let's see what we can do for our listeners this week. You got the big dog pick, which is even though the Giants are 0-4, you're still giving the Chargers 3.5. What's up, RJ?
Well, listen, the Chargers are, that's our big dog pick, the Chargers side. Both teams 0-4, but let's think about the psychology. Chargers have a new coach. No one likes to be 0-4, but there's a sense of rebuilding with them. With the Giants, it's like, oh, Eli's old. What are we going to do? So I think the psychological advantage is certainly with Los Angeles. And also the Chargers are winless against the spread. The one of only two teams. So not only have they lost the games, they've lost people a lot of money, and thus less people are inclined to bet the Chargers. And these two teams play really close games. When the Chargers are away from home, 14 of 15 games have been decided by 8 points or less. And when the Giants are at home, 13 of 15 by 7 points or less. So obviously we like taking points when it's likely to be a close game. Last question. Will the Giants fans start booing the Giants at home if they play badly?
It might
be a home field disadvantage. So we're going with the Chargers plus 3.5.
How about that? And as we continue our parade of terrible teams for week 5, you've got the Browns and the Jets playing.
Or as I like to say, RJ attempting to continue perfection his winning week.
Look, I made fun of you last week for picking the 49ers and the Jets, and both won or covered. So
let's take the worst team, the Browns, as our best bet. They're playing the Jets. Now listen, if you take an 0-4 straight up team or worse, 0-4, 0-5, 0-6, okay, you would be 149 and 114 over the last 30 or so years. That's 57% just by betting on a team no one wants to bet. And if you look at it, the Browns were just favored in Indianapolis just a couple of weeks ago. And now they're a pick 'em at home against the Jets. It just shows you people have gotten sour on the Browns very, very quickly. Yeah, the Jets have 2 wins, but they're really not much better, if better at all, of the Browns. And remember, and this is the shocking stat of the week, right now there's more people that's bet the Jets than any other team this week. So if you have, if you have a team that bad getting so much action, that means that people hate the Browns that much, and that means we want to bet the Browns because they're cheap and we're looking for value. Best bet, Browns.
If you know off the top of your head, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, how long has it been since the Cleveland Browns had a winning season, RJ?
Oh, my gosh.
Are you not old enough to remember?
I think I do remember, but it's been at least 7 or 8 years that I can remember.
All right, moving on with RJ Bell, pregame.com, Las Vegas, the big game of the week, Texans hosting the Kansas City Chiefs.
And we're going against the Chiefs because everyone loves them. We've got the Texans as our big game pick. People can't get enough of the Chiefs. Think about why. They have maybe the most iconic win of the season against the Patriots that first Thursday. That was a big upset. Everyone was watching.
Right.
They're undefeated. And people really just love an undefeated team. And they're undefeated against the spread. So people have just won a bunch of money on them. And they just won on Monday Night Football with that miracle cover. So everyone's so up on the Chiefs. Now, they're a good team, but they're overvalued. Now, Houston, they got a new quarterback, Deshaun Watson, who played for Clemson last year. Last 2 games, he's been playing great. And that's really all Houston has been missing. The team is enthused. It's a night game, Sunday night football. The crowd's going to be enthused. Texans are getting points at home. We're going to take them plus 1, big game pick.
RJ is a contrarian,
right?
You guys.
Oh, man.
And it's working for him so far.
My wife says the same thing.
All right. Pregame.com is where you want to go. RJ Bell's Dream Preview is the podcast available on iTunes with college and NFL. Recapping this week's picks from RJ Bell, the big dog is the Chargers plus 3.5 at New York. Cleveland Browns is a pick 'em straight up hosting the New York Jets. And the Texans plus 1.5 hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. All right. We'll see if we continue the winning ways, RJ. Thanks for jumping on. We'll do it next Friday.
Thank you.
Cause he's RJ Bell. Yes, he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
Because I never think to ask the question before the song ends, are we opening up the phones now or are we waiting until after this thing and then opening up the phones?
I think let's open the phones now.
All right. Here we go, guys. 1-800-520-1067. Tickets for Cal Jam 17. It's tomorrow. Glenn Helen, Foo Fighters, Queens of the Stone Age, Cage the Elephant, Liam Gallagher, Royal Blood, and more. It's a phenomenal lineup. And you get access to Kevin and Bean's Breakfast with Foo Fighters, which is going to be Tuesday morning right here on the show in the HD Radio Sound Space. You win both, but you do have to earn them. You will have to play a game, and we'll put you on hold for a couple minutes if you call now. 1-800-520-1067.
First, it's time for great news.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for great news today.
Great news!
is fast becoming a favorite feature for many of our listeners. We don't need the echo yet.
Not yet.
This feature has become exactly what we hoped it would be, which is a bright spot in many people's day when there's so much bad news. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to start with my great news. Now, it's going to start off. Okay, I don't need it now. After I say great news, you turn off. It's going to start off not going in a great direction, okay? But trust me when I tell you it turns around, okay?
All right. Okay.
Joseph Badabi is his name. He is a man who lives in Medford, New Jersey, and he has had a rough go of it in the last 8 years. Lots of medical bills for him and his wife, who, by the way, died last year of a stroke. His home has been foreclosed on. His custom-built New Jersey home, an 8,500-square-foot home, has been foreclosed on, auctioned off by the bank. However, this is where things look up. He and his late wife, he won't say that they're doomsday preppers. He says they're more like Boy Scouts. They want to be prepared. And they had a lot of concerns about things that were going on in the world. So they started stocking up. They were survivalists. Dry food, generators, fuel, toilet paper, everything they could think of, they crammed into the basement of this enormous house in the event of an actual emergency. So that's all going on downstairs as his upstairs possessions are being auctioned off by the bank because of foreclosure. He's there watching his stuff get carted out of the house, and he meets a family that owns a food truck that's from Puerto Rico. And they start to talk. And, of course, Puerto Rico's had a rough go of it, thanks to Hurricane Maria. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Badame, on the spot, says, you know what? I'm not going to sell what's in the basement. I'm going to give it to you to send to Puerto Rico. And the wheels start turning, and the next thing you know,
that guy ate all the food. What a dick.
The first load was 80 barrels, each weighing 360 pounds of rice and flour and sugar and beans and pancake and seeds and chocolate mixes and all sorts of other stuff.
Wow.
On a plane on their way to Puerto Rico to the hometown of the lady who runs the food truck. And they just went in. They just took out pallet after pallet of bottled water and dried milk, all being flown to San Juan. They were able to coordinate with relief organizations and get the stuff sent down there. So he thought, he never used it the way he thought he was going to use it. He prepped for 35 years, you guys.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
The emergency never happened to him, but he saw it happening to someone else, and he stepped up, gave that stuff away, and a lot of people are benefiting from it in Puerto Rico. And I think that is great news.
Wow.
Worked pretty well, right?
Yeah. Very impressive.
All right, who's next?
I'll go. Not until I say great news.
Say it again.
Here's my great news. All right, here's the thing. Is this story a little better when you see the accompanying pictures? Absolutely. Is that great for radio? No.
However, a good start.
Thank you so much. This is such a sweet story. Little girl named Nora. It's the day before her fourth birthday, and she kind of foreshadowed what was going to be happening that next day. She said to her mother, this is a quote from, at that point, a three-year-old, "I like old peoples the best because they walk slow like I walk slow, and they has soft skin like I has soft skin. They all going to die soon, so I'm going to love them all up before they has died." So her mom's like, okay, that took a little bit of a turn, but wow, that is so sweet. Next day, they go to the grocery store to buy her cupcakes because she is now four. She sees an old man and says, "Hi, old person, it's my birthday today." And her mom immediately is like, "Oh my God, what is happening? Stop calling people old." This man turns around. They wind up having a conversation like old friends. They go back to shopping, whatever. And the little girl's like, "I want to take a picture with him for my birthday." They go back, "Can I take a picture?" And the guy just...
He's like, no!
No, he is so taken aback by this little girl who's just such an old soul. They take a picture, have this moment, just beautiful. Mom posts it on Facebook and said, this is what happened with Nora. She's basically this old soul. It's amazing. Somebody messaged her and said, "That is Dan. His wife Mary passed away in March. He's been so lonely. I can only imagine what this did for him."
That's amazing.
Cut to, they find out where Dan lives. They get a hold of him. They spend 3 hours with him. Him and Nora become the best of friends. They chat all the time. Nora is now basically best friends with the man in his late 80s, which is just adorable. He cuts roses for her, just takes the little thorns off. She puts it under her pillow. The best of friends. After the most recent visit, he relayed that he hadn't had an uninterrupted night's sleep since his wife died. But since meeting Nora, he has slept soundly every night and said, Nora has healed me.
Wow. Does Nora still bring up all the time that old people are going to die soon?
I think she leaves that out, but I'm telling you.
Hey, guys,
that
was going to die start. Soon.
When you see the pictures that go along with this story, you will just, you'll bawl. It's so beautiful, and it's just about reaching out to people, and what a difference that can make.
Would you say, Allie, that is great news?
I would be. Thank you.
And now it's time for my great news. Mine always works. That's odd.
So weird.
Mine is about the mass shooting in Vegas.
That is not.
That is the opposite of God, great Kevin. News, Kevin.
You so know how this works.
Every time something like this happens, the way I deal with it is I try to find a charity or somebody that's helping. So in the earthquake in Mexico, in Puerto Rico, you try to find a way that you can donate or help since you can't be there and you can't do it yourself.
Right.
So the mass shooting in Vegas, I was trying to find a charity. And you try to find charities. All of them have different layers of transparency. Some, they have huge overhead and they pay employees and a small portion of the money that you give goes to the actual cause. Mm-hmm. And some actually just spend it wherever they need it, even if it's not the mass shooting in Las Vegas. So I found a GoFundMe page and I wasn't positive of it. And it just said, I'm Steve Sisolak, the guy says. He's the one that started the page. He's, and Bean, maybe you can help me with this. He's the Clark County Commission Chair from Las Vegas.
Okay.
I don't even know what that is.
No, I don't either.
He says, we're raising funds to assist the victims in the Las Vegas shooting, and they're going to give all of the money that they raised to the families of the people who were unfortunately lost their loved ones in the shooting. Mm-hmm. And so when I found that GoFundMe page, it was about $75,000 it had already raised, and they were going for $2
million. Oh.
And I was like, wow, that guy's shooting high.
Yeah.
So then I went back that night. And it was over $2 million, and he had changed the goal to $4
million. Oh, my
goodness. I went back the next morning, and it was past $4 million, and he was shooting for $10
million. Oh, wow.
Then I went back this morning, and they've raised $9.7 million, and he's shooting for $15
million. Holy moly.
Now, this isn't J.J. Watt.
Right.
This is just a dude.
This is Steve.
This is Steve. And he's doing this. And then I went through and I looked at all of the donations, and about 95% of it is $25 or less.
Yeah.
So how many people must have donated?
Don't make us do math, Kevin.
I don't know the exact number either, but I'm saying there weren't any $100,000 donations.
Yeah.
The largest donation I saw was $1,000. And the rest of them were like $5, $10, $25.
Yeah.
And that made up almost now $10 million.
And your $1, your $1 contribution, that added up,
right? It all adds up, Bean. It's all important. And that's my great news.
Put the pen down, Senator. Put the pen down.
I never put the pen down. I always carry. Bob Dole always carries a pen.
Ladies and gentlemen, CalJam 17 is tomorrow at Glen Helen, and you'll also win those tickets, plus Kevin and Bean's Breakfast with Foo Fighters, which is Foosday in the HD Radio Sound Space at K-Rock.
Oh, my God.
It's the delivery.
That's the problem with it.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with the content. It's the delivery. We are proud to welcome our old friend Bob Dole, ladies and gentlemen, the one-time senator from Kansas.
Yeah.
Who also
a lot of people are cheering right now.
When was it?
For 40 years, he was a senator from Kansas.
Right, but then when did he last serve?
Well, then he ran. It's been out for about 20.
I ran for president.
Ran for president? Yeah. Ran for vice president?
Yeah, you ran for a lot of things.
You're a big name for a long time.
Big name.
The reason
brought me in here.
Been a while,
though. The reason we brought you in here, Senator Dole, is because your name rhymes with Grohl.
Rhymes with Grohl, Grohl. Rhymes with Grohl, 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 Grohl. Rhymes with Grohl, Grohl. Rhymes with Bob Dole.
Yeah!
All right.
It's time to play Rhymes with Grohl.
Yeah! Rhymes with Grohl. Wow, we got it. I think I'm gonna head back to the hospital.
All right, Senator.
I'm going back to the hospital.
Yeah, you're just released from the hospital.
I was just released from the hospital this morning.
4 hours ago.
How about that? Wow.
Here I am.
Came straight here. That's strange.
Priorities. First thing I wanted to do when I got out of the hospital was come here and read questions about things that rhyme with grohl.
Explain to our listeners as if we haven't already.
I just did.
Okay, so you're going to be asking questions, and all of the answers will simply rhyme with grohl.
Rhymes with grohl.
I will ask a trivia question, and the answer will rhyme with grohl.
Rhyme with grohl.
Right.
So if you get it right, you go into the drawing, and then you might win some tickets to the stuff. Who's our first contestant?
Ralph is up first from Garden Grove. Hi, Ralph.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Here's your question. This region of space-time is black because it has such a strong gravitational effect that nothing, not even light, can escape from it.
Black hole.
Rhymes with grow.
We'll take
hole. Rhymes with grow.
We'll take hole.
Yeah.
That's completely acceptable.
All right, so Ralph is in the drawing. Who's next?
Vince in orange. Hi, Vince.
Hi.
Hey, Vince. Here's your question. Even though hockey is great and soccer is awful, they both share this common scoring term.
Goal!
Nice.
Rhymes with grohl.
Right.
Yes, it does.
Rhymes with grohl.
All right. Senator, you have any time for rock and roll music? Is that something you enjoy at all?
Oh, hell yeah. That's why I was in the hospital. I was in a mosh pit.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're okay, sir.
Someone stabbed someone with a pen. They decked me.
Robbie in Santa Monica, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Who was at the concert there, Bob?
Who was at the concert?
Yeah, who did you see?
I saw the smattering applause.
Oh, they're very good.
Very good. Okay. Yeah,
thank you. Filmed with the Troub. Here's your question. This is a cave-dwelling creature from Norse myth. Let me try that again. This is a cave-dwelling creature from Norse mythology, but these days it's best known for upsetting people on the internet.
A troll.
Troll.
Yes.
Troll rhymes with grohl, too.
Rhymes with grohl.
I'm starting to get the hang of this game. Now I know how it works.
Right?
All the answers rhyme with grohl.
That's exactly right, sir.
Rhymes with grohl.
Right.
Vince and Robbie are all in the drawing. Let's see who else we can put in there.
Jean in Ladera Ranch.
Janine. Yeah.
In Ladera Ranch.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Bean. Hi, Allie.
Hi. Hey, Kevin, what did you think we did with those three extra letters when you just called her Jean?
When you stopped at Jean, what did you think the I-N-E, extra I-N-E was for?
We don't have
it's
an answer
Janine,
for
Janine, but that's okay.
It's Janine. We know.
Okay. Right.
Some of us know.
Bob Dole is at 96, and he's schooling you, by the way, Kevin.
Bob Dole just got out of the hospital.
Bob Dole knows how to say Janine.
All right.
All right. Here's your question, Janine. This singer, Paula, had a 1997 hit song of hers used as the TV theme for Dawson's Creek. Here's a little piece of it.
I don't want to wait for our lives to be over.
What's her last name?
Cole. Paula Cole.
Cole.
Yes.
Rhymes with grohl.
Cole rhymes with grohl.
That's correct.
You're good at this, Senator.
Thank you.
Robert in Upland. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Robert. What, Bean? Took a big breath there.
He did. It sounded like there was some words coming.
You really going to say something.
Right.
Either that or, you're choking on a chicken bone.
Go ahead, Senator. Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize.
This is the capital of South Korea. It's a huge metropolis where modern skyscrapers meet ancient Buddhist temples. What's the name of the city?
Yep. That would be Seoul.
Seoul.
Yes, it would.
Seoul.
Rhymes with grohl.
All right. I think we have time for one more, kids.
Jonathan in Long Beach. Hi.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Jonathan, Bob Dole here. Here's your question. This Billy didn't start the fire, so this piano man is an innocent man, whether he's with an uptown girl or a modern woman. What's his last name, Billy's last name?
Billy Joel.
Joel! Rhymes with grohl.
Rhymes with grohl.
All right, great batch of contestants. Everybody's in the drawing. Ralph and Vince and Robbie and Janine or Jean, either one, Robbie and Jonathan. But only three are going to win tickets.
Oh,
the two for
Foo
Fighters.
Sad about that.
I know, it's a shame we don't have tickets for everybody. There's a very tight event, though, Tuesday, the 8th Media Sound Space for Breakfast with Foo Fighters. Plus Cal Jam.
Bob Dole loves a tight event. Yeah.
Allie, who are our winners, please?
Vince, Robbie in Santa Monica, and
Janine.
All right, congratulations to all three. Hey, Bob, thanks for stopping by today.
My pleasure. Someone wheel me out of here.
Rhymes with grohl.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53.
Adam Scott and Craig Robinson star together in a new TV show that's very funny called Ghosted. Sunday nights right after The Simpsons, by the way.
And they're both going to be joining us in studio coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Very excited about that.
Looking forward to that as well. Rob is here now. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Friday. What's going on?
Wouldn't you watch Adam Scott and Craig Robinson sitting in front of a camera in a two-shot reading takeout menus?
Yep, I would.
I'd watch that for a half an hour.
Same.
Yeah, they're great together.
How can this not be a hit?
It's
right?
Really good.
Music news in the Showbiz news. New Weezer music. You like the Weezer?
I do like the Weezer.
Hey, you like the Weezer? Dropped yesterday a new Weezer track. Weezer is set to follow up their White album with their new record, Pacific Daydream. That'll be out. Let me see. When will that be out? Let's not say here.
They've been very prolific lately.
Yeah. Feels Like Summer, of course. We've heard that. Mexican Fender. Beach Boys are all tracks we've heard already.
Right.
But now another new cut was released yesterday. Weekend Woman is the name of it. Would you like to hear a little taste?
Sure.
Here you go. Oh, come on. You guys.
That's very different for that.
You prankster.
That's a departure.
You're a prankster.
We weren't talking about goat whore?
You're such a prankster with that. With changing that up, with the, playing a surprise piece of music of the one that we thought we were going to hear.
Oh, you want the Weezer one?
No wonder you've been around so long. That's good.
Right?
That's good stuff.
Salvation lies within. Don't ask me what I did. When God made her, he threw away the formula. Driving up on a Sunday. By Monday morning, I drifted away. All I want is to see her. All I want is to reach my
It, that's good.
How about that?
Everything feels like summer when you play Weezer.
Yeah.
They're top-down music.
They're right in the sweet spot, man.
Right, Allie? Come on.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
All right.
Why are you squinting?
Put it up.
Three weeks from today, Ralph, Friday, October 27th.
There we go. They're hitting the road around the UK this month to all our listeners there over in Ireland and England and Scotland. They're heading to Leeds, then Glasgow, then Manchester and Birmingham. And tickets are on sale now, so I want to give a heads up to all of our overseas listeners. We're still on the Armed Forces Radio over there, aren't we?
I don't think we've ever been on the Armed Forces.
Well, that's the problem right there. Millie Bobby Brown. She is maybe the most down-to-earth 13-year-old in all of America. You know her from Stranger Things, and of course songs like My Prerogative and...
That's Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown.
No, different people.
Just a little girl from Stranger Things.
An actress, he's a singer. They're not the same
person. Agree to disagree on this one. She said she can't walk down the street anymore with someone requesting a selfie. But then she says, you know what? I've asked for it, so I will never turn a fan down unless I'm catching a flight or having dinner with my family.
That's
a great attitude to have.
All right.
She said it's not easy dressing up for red carpet events either. Her look always has to be approved by her mom, her agents, and then finally her father. He gets the last word of whether she wears what she's wearing out or not.
That's funny.
That's adorable. 13, she's still a kid.
Allie, how do you think those Stranger Things kids are going to age? You think they're going to be all right? Because it's an awkward age they're at.
I feel like you want me to say something about Dustin, and I'm not going to do it. He is adorable, and he's a little star. If you could stop making that face that looks exactly like Dustin.
Where will he be in 5 years, though, is my question to you.
Cradled in my arms, because I love that child.
Oh, my Lord.
Wow.
That was weird,
jeez,
right?
Put your top up again.
No, not like that.
What's happening?
A little bit.
First, it was Mona and the 80-year-old man hanging out together. Age play going on with you today, and I don't think I like it.
Because you can't tell.
Now put your top back
I'm
on.
I'm sorry, it's just freeing.
You just can't tell what type of career somebody's going to have.
You don't.
You just don't know.
That's a good point, Dean.
Wait a minute, you're saying you cannot predict the future?
No, what I'm saying is sometimes it turns out to be Ron Howard, and then sometimes it turns out to be Jonathan Lipnicki.
Don't you come at J Lip.
I'm just saying as an example, some people survive J-Lip. The transition into adulthood.
Everyone calls him J Lip.
No one calls
his
him
close
J-Lip.
Friends call Jonathan Lipnicki J Lip.
Nobody does.
George Clooney, speaking of careers, he's had one.
Sure.
A heck of one. I'll say it. A heck of a career.
You go that far, would you?
I will. So much so, he's getting the American Film Institute's Lifetime Achievement Award. don't think I enjoy having seen someone's start of their career and then watching them get a Lifetime Achievement Award. That makes me personally uncomfortable.
Sure.
With my presence on the planet.
Sure.
The length of time I've been here.
And the accomplishments?
No, I think his compliments are certainly worthy. I think he's terrific. I don't think he's had a lot of maybe financial success, but artistic success, absolutely. I mean, he produced Argo, for example. Suriana. Not to mention his work on television. But then Good Night and Good Luck. The Ocean's movies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just in terms of body of work, certainly, I think he's achieved it. He's achieved it.
I'm saying, but
we all remember when he became a tiny little TV star.
Yeah.
And now he's getting a Lifetime Achievement Award from the American Film Institute because time has passed.
A lot of time.
For all of us.
Yeah.
Previous winners, by the way, Mel Brooks, Jane Fonda, Steve Martin, John Williams, and Diane Keaton. So, he's in good company. Clooney, seriously, call me. We'll hang.
Is he listening right now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Big fan.
All right.
He listens on our Italian station.
Does he?
Lake Como, yeah. K-Pasta.
Nope.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, dear.
Coming up after the Kevin and Bean, it's me, Luigi. I'll play all your favorite alternative hits here on K-Pasta.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Elizabeth Shue is 53 years old today. Amy Jo Johnson, she's 47. And Yon Griffith. You know him as Mr. Fantastic from the Fantastic Four movies. He is 43. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Last Sunday night on Fox, and every Sunday night for the rest of our lives on Fox, right after The Simpsons at 8:30, there's a show called Ghosted, and it stars Hollywood's hottest couple, ladies and gentlemen, Craig Robinson and Adam Scott, who joined us in studio here on K-Rock. Hey, boys.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hello.
You guys have been traveling around on the road together, sharing a room, just having the time of your lives.
That's right. We were just in Dallas sharing a room. Shared everything. Right.
How much is involved in launching a new TV show in the 21st century where people have a billion options? You have to go everywhere, talk to everybody. Clearly you're here, so you're scraping the bottom of the barrel. But, I mean, you really have to. It's an effort to get the word out, to get new eyeballs on a new show, right?
Yes, it's a lot of emails, a lot of emails. We're executive producing, so we're doing that. And then we just went to New York to do a bunch of talk shows and a bunch of press. And they were we were just in Dallas, and we did that show, Do Perfect, where they do all the trick shots.
Trick shots, right.
And stuff
like that.
They
throw a basketball out of a helicopter, that show?
That show.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And we had to do trick shots, and we had to make them.
Okay.
So mine was I had to shoot a bow and arrow from a considerable distance and hit a cup off a guy's head.
Like legit 25, 30 yards away and hit a cup off of one of the guy's heads. Like, a real human.
Yeah, that's not safe.
Oh, by the way, and they did it in the vein of Ghosts. So it was all dark and we had these cool, like, light-up suits. and I was shooting in the dark. I shot a bow like one time 12 years ago, you know. Mm-hmm.
That's one time more than me.
Exactly. So there was that. And then I also had to, from half court, throw a basketball behind my head and hit the shot. So
if you wonder watching Dude Perfect, how did they make all those shots? They just mm-hmm. do it until they get it. So poor Craig had to do it. I mean, you were there shooting that bow and arrow like 45 minutes, right?
At least. It must have been, about...
Did you ever hit the dude with the arrow, though?
Yeah, 39 of them. They had to bring in a new
He had a helmet on.
Well, you know, what's funny is early on, I bet you 20 shots in, I could have hit him, like 20 and 25, but he dodged his head.
What?
So, yeah.
Son of a bitch!
So
making you look bad!
So I sat there another, 40 minutes or whatever it was.
But then when it was my turn, they had me do a 2-foot putt on a golfing green. I got it on the first try.
That is disrespectful.
I know. I think they just looked at me and knew I needed something with like 100% success rate.
It's not easy. Now, we apologize for when you guys got here a few minutes ago. There was no one to meet you, and no one called us and told us you were there, so you were just sitting in our lobby by yourself.
Yeah, we didn't know.
For like an hour and a half.
There's
no big deal.
There's no receptionist. No, there's no people in there except for the two of you.
We were so excited to be here. We both got here at 5:30 in the morning.
Well, we apologize for that. K-Rock is not well run, as you both know. We have a lot of questions and a lot of comments and things we want to talk about with Ghosted. But I'm so glad that both of you guys are here today because there's something I wanted to talk to you about. Kevin, we're going to run a little late here, right? It's okay.
Okay, sure.
It's okay.
Sure.
Are you going to ask him about Jesus again?
No. I want to talk to you about the exciting world of Amway. No, Craig, you're one of the biggest music fans I know, and you've been promising your own album coming out for like 10 years.
So long awaited, highly anticipated.
That's what I hear.
In my own mind.
Adam, I know what a huge music fan you are, not only from your podcast, but just from, you know, kind of stalking you online.
Sure.
So we need you to settle a couple of bets, a couple of discussions for us here that we were having yesterday about the nominated class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for 2018, because there were some real disagreements here in the office.
I don't even know what the list is.
Well, there's a lot of good bands on the list, but there are a couple that we got hung up on where we could not perform a consensus here, and I need you guys to weigh in as your big music fans.
Sure. Let's do this.
All right. And the first one is LL Cool J.
Yes.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. 100%.
I'm saying no.
I'd say 1,000%.
Why, because of rock and roll?
No, not because of that, because there are other rap groups in there.
Oh. But LL Cool J is one of the...
He's legendary.
Purveyors.
Def Jam, the original.
After hit, and he's been in the game forever.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the walls. And in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl that's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the game that I would play. Oh, the best, LL!
Just for the listeners at home, I was not going rapping along.
You weren't?
I was watching.
Now, Kevin, you mentioned other rappers, so that's not your hang-up. Obviously,
P.E.
is in, N.W.A. is in.
I accept
NWA
the overruling.
In.
I accept
the overruling.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right.
I'll let us go.
All right.
But you have to perform the song to overrule me.
All right.
All right. And here's the other one where there was, and I believe Kevin was the nay on this one, and I disagree strongly. I think they're first ballot Hall of Famers for sure, and that is a little band I like to call Radiohead.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No? You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
Why?
My problem with Radiohead is that the first 3 to 4 albums were songs, and then they started doing movie scores.
Sure.
For a long time.
Yet still successful and had a huge influence on the music world.
Yes.
Whether you like it or not.
No, I would agree with that.
I agree.
I would agree with influence-wise. I just feel like had they kept on the track that they were going, and by the way, I understand most people disagree with me on this one, but I just think had they kept on that track, they would have been one of the biggest bands of all time. They still are. Sort of.
Yeah. So whether they align with your personal taste or not, they are big enough to warrant induction.
Well, remember, success is not the barometer for the Rock and Roll
Hall of Fame. Okay. That makes sense. It's personal
influence,
taste.
It's influence and it's originality and it's contributing something new. Sounds like Mr. Robinson wants to weigh in.
And I can only be overruled by someone singing a song.
When you were here before, could look you in the eye.
Right. The good days.
Just like an angel, your skin makes me cry. Flow like a feather in a beautiful world. You're so very special. Oh, you had that button ready.
Yeah.
I wish I was special, because I'm a creep.
Sounds like you got overruled again, Kevin.
I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. Oh, she.
Come on. Oh, my God. Yes.
All right, I've changed my mind.
I have to agree with you. I do miss the pop songs.
Right, yes.
I do.
Yes.
But still,
they made such great songs. Okay, but Kevin, and I know we got a break here, Kevin, if they'd all, God forbid, they'd all die in a plane crash, or let's make it not as sad,
why
they all
would
just
you
retire.
Oh, my God.
No. What if they retire? Let's just say they retired, they stopped making music, they just got
because
out of the business.
Died.
And they only had, those first 4 albums. You would look back on them and you'd say, that was enough. That contribution was enough to make it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I was overruled when Craig sang.
Okay. All right. So we're 2 for 2 on LL and Radio. That's great. The show is called Ghosted Sunday nights at 8:30 on Fox Channel 11. More with our guests Craig Robinson and Adam Scott right after this. Okay, Rob.
Here's what we learned from Adam Scott during the break is that he would let everyone into the Hall of Fame.
Every single artist.
Every single person.
But on a record, you get in.
Yep.
Adam Scott is here along with his and our friend Craig Robinson. Craig, we've been having you on the show a long time, man.
Yes.
And we love it when you come in. It's great to see you.
I love coming here. Thank you so much.
They are together on a new show that is called Ghosted. I mean, is it dumb? Is it too simple? Is it accurate to say it's if X-Files were funny, this would be the show it would be?
That's right? Exactly what we say. Yeah,
sure.
A comedic X-Files.
And I love, Adam, that you've been talking about how much you've always wanted to be in a buddy comedy, like just be in a car and driving down the road and saying funny stuff, because those are the movies we love when we grow up.
Totally. I mean, when 48 Hours came out, I remember I was way too young to see it, first of all. Like, that is a violent – I just rewatched it recently. I can't believe I saw that when I was like 9. But I did. And then Beverly Hills Cop, Midnight Run, these movies were just – and Ghostbusters even has that same tone as all those movies. Like, those four guys are funny, but everyone else in the movie is like they're in a drama. It's that's the tone. So that's sort of what we're going for. And the music even kind of feels like those 80s buddy comedies on Ghosted, that is.
I have a clip of you guys in the van. Set up who you are before you get kidnapped.
Adam Scott plays Max Jennifer. He is he's an astrophysicist who used to work at Stanford, but he got let go because he said his wife was abducted by aliens. So when you catch up with him, he's working at a bookstore. And
Craig Robinson plays Leroy Wright, who is a former LAPD missing persons detective, and his partner was killed on the job under mysterious circumstances, and Craig is blamed and therefore let go from the force. So when we meet him, he's a mall cop.
And we both get stabbed in the neck with a needle, so they put us out, and you catch up with both of us. This is our first time meeting in the back of this van.
Like waking up.
What do we do? You have a uniform on. What do we do?
First thing is remain calm.
What do we do, man?
Don't yell at me, okay?
I'm not yelling at you.
Well, you just kind of yelled at me.
Oh, okay.
What do we do, man? Yeah, that was yelling.
I apologize.
Oh, dear, you're not supposed to be awake yet.
Who the hell are you?
Why did you take us?
I'm Barry. I'm your kidnapper, and I work for a top secret government agency, and unfortunately, that's all I can say about that. That's not very fair, is it? I work for the Bureau Underground. We investigate the paranormal and anything outside the scientific realm.
Is this a hidden camera show? Where's Alex Trebek?
Wait, did Alex Trebek have a hidden camera show? How did I miss that?
Oh, looks like we've arrived.
Yes!
We need to do this!
You guys are running around on what look like very expensive sets with lots of actual special effects.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We make a little action movie every week.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
The other thing that I love about it is that it's funny without being jokey.
Right.
It's not like they've written a bunch of jokes and you guys are just trying to hit those jokes. You guys genuinely have a great chemistry and you're just funny people.
Sometimes those sneak their way in there and we X them out immediately.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. It's
too jokey, so we're not going to do it?
No, yeah. Keep us right in that, real grounded reality.
It's true, because if you want some parts to be scary, suspenseful, sometimes, even especially in the edit, we find ourselves pulling jokes out just to preserve the scariness or the suspense, really strategically finding the places to put the jokes back in. Because if it's too jokey, then you won't be scared.
Only the pilot has aired, right?
That's right.
That's the one that I've seen, and it you did that masterfully.
Oh,
I mean,
thanks.
It really is so not jokey, but so funny.
Great.
Is there going to be a storyline throughout, or are you going to be hunting different things each show?
Exactly both.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. There's a mythology, overall mythology, but then there's a ghost of the week, if you will, monster of the week.
Werewolf? How many? What?
Werewolf.
Werewolf.
It could be, this show could be called Ghosted, Werewolfed, Vampired. It's we deal with everything outside and dealing with the paranormal and outside the scientific
boogered
realm. Boogered.
Did you say boogered?
Boogered.
Did
is
you just
a,
now
an
say
episode. Is it just off the top of my head? Mm-hmm. Let's go with this show where there's boogers.
Right.
Just big boogers.
Yeah.
We have to
fight
the boogers.
Right.
Go with it. Someone write this down.
I'm afraid of boogers, by the way. By the way, in that clip, you also heard Adil Akhtar. He is one of the funniest dudes.
Good.
So great.
He is amazing. He was in Big Sick. And, he's got
it's amazing.
He's great. He's got a Peter Sellers vibe.
Now, you guys came on after The Simpsons and actually added audience.
That's what they're saying.
For your first episode.
Which is so amazing.
Great.
I mean, what an honor to be next to this. In between The Simpsons and Family Guy, we are so lucky.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in and stayed there and it's coming back.
Yeah, and
or not. Thank you for just checking it out.
Yeah, exactly. We have been underwater making this thing for a few months, and just to
come up for air and have people actually watch and enjoy it is incredible.
It's delightful.
It is delightful. It is. And those ratings, by the way, I like to call that the Amber Stevens West bump.
That's right.
That's how I look at it.
I better believe it.
Frankly, a little more of Annie on the show, a little less of you bozos. Make me kind of happy.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Yep, absolutely.
What's this Sunday's show, guys? What's happening in episode two?
Well, episode two, we take Craig's nephew, Jermaine, who you get a peek of in the pilot. We take him out trick-or-treating. But something happens on the way to trick-or-treating where he gets bit by a rabid cat and he gets a rage virus. And maybe it spreads.
Like it happens.
Aww. Maybe it spreads to a group of his friends that are hanging out on Halloween. And maybe we have to go in and try and control a house filled with crazy, angry, super strength zombie kids.
By the way, I would like to clear something real. That
yes, Craig. Yes.
Nobody paid attention to this, but Adam was just saying we meet up with Craig's old partner, and I said Leroy, and he said Jermaine. Now Jermaine is the kid. Mm-hmm. When he said Craig, I was saying Leroy, my character.
Right. Uh-huh.
So I wasn't getting it wrong okay. with the right. kid's name.
So you made a mistake that no one caught.
Right.
And now I'm correcting you.
Yes. I also made a mistake because I said Craig instead of Leroy.
Okay.
And we only refer to each other using our character names because we are those kinds of
We'll fix this in post.
Right.
Yeah.
By the time this airs.
By the time this going to be great.
By the time this airs, it'll be perfect.
Should we explain everything else that we've been doing conversation-wise?
Sunday night at 8:30 on Fox Channel 11 right after The Simpsons. Trust us on this one, guys. You're going to love it. It's called Ghosted. Craig and Adam, we love you both. Come back anytime, my
love
friends.
You back.
Thanks.
Hey, Dave, the King of Mexico.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
I know we're here to talk about the Internet Roundup. We'll get into it in a second, but just real quick for folks who haven't checked it out yet, what's on the B-Team podcast this week?
The first pumpkin drop.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Do you guys remember that?
Is that the one where we almost killed lightning?
That was one of the pumpkin drops, but this is the very first one where I guess you guys stuffed a bunch of tickets, dropped it from a crane, the pumpkin drops and breaks, and people go crazy and crumble each other.
Yeah, so, I don't know that that was the best idea.
Riot?
Did
we hurt people? I don't know that that was the best
idea. Yeah, we just posted it last night, so it's at krock.com. Go get it.
God, we've made a lot of terrible decisions.
Sure did. Or awesome decisions.
Yeah, they're the same thing. They're the exact same thing.
Yes.
All right. It's Internet Roundup time. Hit it, Steve.
Kevin and me, they have a great show. But they do so much better than something there that you might not know. But they find all your stuff, videos, so you won't have to. They call Kevin and me Internet Roundup.
Yeah. All right. All right, so what we do is we post all
Kevin and me, Internet Roundup.
Linda Pauly still got it, doesn't she?
I miss Linda.
We post a bunch of videos so you can go see them all at one place at kevinandbean.com. Jimmy Kimmel Live has talking about the movies with Yaye, I think is his name.
This is the guy who reviews movies and never sees them, right?
He really doesn't have a grasp on what the movie is about.
Yeah.
It doesn't speak the language either. The best news bloopers from September is in there, which is great. Julia Roberts acts out her film career with James Corden is great. And how to Ollie a CRX. I'm calling BS.
I think so. Yeah.
But check it out and see what you think. There are some that we are going to highlight for you right now. One is 100 people tell you the worst thing they've ever done.
I shoplifted at my grandma's store.
I took $20 from my 4-year-old daughter a couple weeks ago.
Stole a car.
I've done a couple hit and runs.
I've cheated on my taxes.
My ex-husband.
My first serious boyfriend.
I shot at a crackhead the other day. That's probably like the worst legal thing I've ever done.
I smuggled drugs into Singapore.
I put my friend in a locker. She couldn't get out.
I overfed my goldfish when I was younger and it died.
Played the piano for church. Intoxicated.
It's bizarre the stuff people are willing to admit to.
Yeah, they're not
on
that
camera.
They're not that bad, and then it's a couple hit and runs.
Yeah.
With like just a lab, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, whoa, that's a whole different level.
Yeah, someone call the cops.
As you know, Blade Runner 2049 is coming out today, and Honest Trailers takes a look at the original Blade Runner.
From the visionary director who only makes big visionary hits or big ambitious disasters comes the clunky theatrical cut of his 80s classic, improved by a director's cut 10 years later and further refined by his final cut in 2007.
We good to go, Ridley? Sure you don't want to go mess with the ending again? Throw the voiceover back in?
In history books, he's the kind of cop used to call black men...
Ugh, probably not.
Blade Runner. In 1982, audiences knew Harrison Ford as the charming rogue Han Solo or the charming rogue Indiana Jones. Now, watch him ditch the whole charming act in the grumpiest Harrison Ford performance since any time he's forced to promote a movie.
This one, 35 years after the original.
So what? Well, I'm just wondering, what a problem with that? It's a living.
Harrison is generally pretty prickly on interviews.
Yes. Allie, you've had to interview him, right?
I did, and I was warned. You're probably not going to get much from him, if at all, so just go in with an open mind. It was my first day at a new job.
You must have been petrified.
I was a nervous wreck, first of all, because...
Yeah, and a Star Wars geek, so already you're nervous.
So I'm freaking out. He had just finished an interview right before me with a guy that asked about an accident on the set. And he yelled at the guy, and I was like,
man.
Oh, no. And then it was my turn, and he was with his wife, Callista. Wife? Girlfriend? Been together forever.
Sure.
Callista Flockhart from Ally McBeal. And I said, Harrison, before we start, Callista, have you been called Ally McKay, like, forever? Just trying to joke something. I blacked out. And she looked at me like, you are nuts, and I don't understand what you're saying. And Harrison goes, honey, well, obviously her name must be Ally McKay, and it sounds like McBeal. And then he was so delightful, so lovely, that the publicist taps him on the shoulder to move on to the next interview. He's like, we're good. What else do you have? It was amazing. And the poor guy from Access Hollywood, as soon as he walked away, the guy from Access Hollywood goes, what did you say to him? I said, I didn't bring up an accident on the set, you jackass.
Well, this is a show in England on ITV called This Morning, and she's interviewing both Ryan Gosling and Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
And it's a hilarious interview, including Harrison Ford, who jokes a lot.
Laughing the whole time.
But they start out with Ryan Gosling asking the interviewer if she has ever seen the original, and she comes clean and says, no, I haven't.
Are you a fan of the originals?
Never seen it.
I appreciate your candor.
Bleak, dystopian, an absolute nightmare, to be honest with you. That's just my interviewing techniques.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the movie, Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah. Cheer up.
I'm sorry.
This is not the introduction we were promised.
This is Harrison Ford now being funny and telling her to cheer up.
Amazing.
Crazy.
You having a drink?
I think it's... I feel like that's where this is headed.
Harrison, when you got that call to say, listen, we're making another Blade Runner and we want you to be in it, what was your reaction?
So what?
Ridley said, would you be interested? I said,
how much?
Show me the money.
You've obviously been in Blade Runner, a sequel to one of Harrison's films. Would you like to maybe be in a sequel to one of his films? Maybe La La, La La Land?
Can't dance.
You can't dance.
Can't sing.
Really?
That's not true.
Can't play the
voice
piano.
Of an angel.
Really?
It's like an angel pouring honey in your ear. We're working on our harmonies right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Go for it. Me.
We're going to keep working on them.
If you watch anything today,
yes.
Watch that interview. Alison Hammond is the woman's name, and she is just joy personified.
She's great.
Amazing.
And she gets both of them laughing just immediately.
Oh,
so what we learned from her is tell them that you haven't seen the project,
right?
And give them alcohol.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, yes.
That will make a great interview.
That is key, yes.
Woo!
It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup at KevinandBean.com.
Kevin and Bean Internet.
You guys ready to keep it 100?
Sure.
Yeah. You text us right now at 1-800-520-1067. You can pick any K-Rock song you've ever heard. If we've got it, we'll play it. Here's what you picked in the past every Friday.
Hi, my name is...
Smoke two joints before I smoke.
So now it's your turn. Don't call. Text at 1-800-520-1067. We'll play your song coming up after the top of the hour. Rob's here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Friday.
So call in now. We'll get right back to you.
No, just text.
I'll take text. 100th texter.
Text. So text number 100.
No.
You just text your name, your city, and your song. And if you're the 100th texters, we play it.
All right. And then we'll count the texts. And when we get to 100 texts, we'll stop.
Right.
And we play that song.
Yes.
That the person suggested.
Right.
All right. Are we counting from 100 down?
Oh, you're making this far more complicated than it needs to be.
Are we starting with 1 and going to 100?
We start at 1, and then the 100th texter is the one we select.
Mm. Sounds rigged. Sounds rigged to me. Sounds like voter fraud. That's what I'm thinking. Russians behind this?
Just don't be bad.
The Russians behind this?
I don't think the Russians are behind this.
I think they're behind this.
Okay.
I think the Kremlin's trying to influence our songs.
Okay.
That's what I think. This New York Times story published yesterday about Uber producer Harvey Weinstein is beyond disturbing on so many freaking levels. Harvey Weinstein, for those who don't know, is the legendary producer behind his company, Miramax Company, Miramax and Weinstein Company, producer with his brother for a long time. And by all accounts, he is just a scumbag. Stories about him sexually assaulting his employees, actresses who said that they would be invited by the producer to his plush hotel rooms on the pretext of discussing work, and then would be asked for naked massages, or asking making unwanted physical advances, or requesting that they watch him shower. Just all kinds of disgusting things. And now he has come forward and saying he is going to take a break from his business and go get better somewhere. Which is really weird, because the woman who's behind his rehab, who's putting together this team of tutors to teach him how to be a better man, is attorney Lisa Bloom, who is a feminist attorney who has represented the victims of similar complaints by people like Donald Trump and Bill O'Reilly. So some people are calling...
There's a lot of weirdness going on in this story.
Very much so.
Not the least of which is it sounds like it's a story that's been in the making, that was inevitable, is going to come out after decades and decades of this kind of behavior. But
nearly 3 decades. People saying, we knew. That was sort of an open secret in Hollywood. And no one said anything until now.
But he's saying, yeah, I'm going to take some time off and go get better. But by the way, none of these allegations are true. I didn't do it.
Right.
You can't do both, right?
Well, he sort of alludes to, in his apology, I may have, in another time, back in the olden days, not appropriately behaved, but I've been working on myself for some time now, and those are old claims, and right now I'm really really close to good now.
And I'm going to sue the New York Times for $50 million for printing this.
Yeah, he's suing both the New York Times and the New Yorker magazine as well. So.
Can we discuss Lisa Bloom?
Yes, please do, Allie.
Isn't that nuts?
No, it's not nuts that she's such an advocate of women, and that's who she's always on the side for. Because that all falls by the wayside, Ralph, when Harvey is doing a mini-series on one of your books. F you, Lisa Bloom, so goddamn hard.
There's the tie-in.
Ugh.
They're in business together, which is the reason a lot of people didn't say anything about Harvey Weinstein. This is a guy who could make or break careers. 100%.
Absolutely.
And when there was money involved, especially in Hollywood, people's morals go out the window.
And he had the power to put you not just in a movie, but in the most prestigious movies.
Yeah, he's the king of the Oscar winners. I mean, his campaigns for Oscars are legendary in terms of getting people and making careers. So, it's a creepy Hollywood story that we really haven't touched on much, because it's very sort of dark and convoluted, and there's a lot of details and stuff, and we usually don't have time to get into stuff like that, but I didn't want the week to go by without at least touching on it and talking about this 65-year-old scumbag. So, I mean, alleged scumbag.
Right.
Who am I to say? Let's talk about something good. Let's talk about great news. Oh, Kevin.
I didn't realize that we were going to do
the thing. We're supposed to do the thing.
All right.
Okay, I've got some great news. That's pretty good. No, you can stop now.
Okay.
I'm good. Lin-Manuel Miranda, I talked to you about the fact that he was putting together a benefit single to raise money for the poor people of Puerto Rico, which is still suffering after the damage of Hurricane Maria. That single has dropped today. It is called Almost Like Praying. He does sample a little bit of Maria, the song from West Side Story, and that line, say it loud and it's almost, say it softly and it's almost like praying, in reference to the Hurricane Maria. And then he's got a ton of high-profile, super-talented Puerto Ricans on hand as well. Lin-Manuel Miranda, of course, Jennifer Lopez, Mark Anthony, Gloria Estefan. I have no idea whether her sound machine was allowed in the building or not. Fat Joe, John Leguizamo, Ruben Blades, one of my favorites, and as an actor and as a musician, super talented. Joel Ortiz, Odessa, there's over 70... It references over 70 Puerto Rican municipalities throughout the song, which is kind of cool. But here's a little taste of this. Now, keep in mind... Well, we'll play first and we'll talk about it.
Okay. I don't think we have a clip.
Oh, we don't? I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Oh.
We do have a clip.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
That's on us.
Okay. Catchy. I have no idea what they're saying, but I want to give them some money. So do yourself a favor. You can go to YouTube and find the video there with everybody involved. But then you can also purchase the track, and proceeds from purchasing it will go to benefit the Hispanic Federation Unidos Disaster Relief Fund, which is sending all the money directly to the folks there in Puerto Rico. So did want to give you a heads up about that. And I didn't have a chance to get to the fact that next week is National Hug a Kevin Day, but we'll have to talk about that next week. It's Tuesday, October 10th is National Hug a Kevin Day.
How about
that? So we're going to have to celebrate on Tuesday, I think. Just bring some random people down.
Yeah, just a line.
I'm sorry, what'd you say? I will end you. I will finish you.
Punch a Kevin Day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Chip, right? We'll talk about that on the 10th, but it's National Hug a Kevin Day, Tuesday, October 10th.
Kevin's having his, all Kevins are kind of having their moment in the sun right now. You got that going on? You got that new Kevin Probably Saves the World
TV show? This is a tie-in. This is a promotional tie-in.
Oh, it is, okay.
National Hug a Kevin Day does have a tie-in with Kevin Probably Saves the World on ABC.
I don't think our Kevin is going to be the one who saves the world, do you?
I mean, yeah, obviously, yes.
Kevin Probably Not Saves the World is the name of our series.
How dare you.
Hug Jason Ritter.
You would hug Jason Ritter?
Yes, I would like to hug him Tuesday if he's promoting a show.
All right, we'll put in a request.
Thank you.
Oh, Jason Ritter is going to try to attempt the Guinness World Records title for most hugs given in 1 minute by an individual.
Okay.
But it's going to be live on The View October 9th, Monday, October 9th. So
not even on the day, okay.
Yeah, so there's a lot of hugging going on.
That's bogus.
I'd like to try that.
Kick Kevin in the Nards Day. When's that?
That's
every other day.
Is that Thursday? Is that
I think
next
that's
Thursday?
Next Friday.
Oh, my God. This is unbearable.
Agreed.
I cannot sanction
Agreed.
Your buffoonery.
He said Tuesday.
I heard
and
it.
And that's why I
threatened him with bodily injury as well.
Well, he's not allowed to turn on me. Today, no hugs for you.
Today's celebrity birthdays: Elizabeth Shue's 53, Amy Jo Johnson's 47, and Yon Griffith celebrates his 43rd birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
By the way, Oasis fans, little Liam, younger brother Liam Gallagher, solo album available today if you want to check that out. Our listeners are awesome, by the way. Every Friday we do this feature where they get to request any song they want to hear. Listen to this. Listen to how great this selection is of the songs around number 100, and then we'll talk to our winner. Number 99, Folk Implosion Natural One. Remember that song?
Oh, it's been a while.
From the kids' soundtrack, if I remember correctly. We used to play that all the time on K-Rock. That would have been good to hear, but sorry, you're number 99. And just after the winning text, number 101, Los Angeles by X.
Oh,
good too.
That's an all-time K-Rock classic. But neither of them are going to make it for this week, so try again. It's time to keep it 100.
I got to keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
He is one of our favorite listeners. We hear from him all the time via the email, but today he contacted us via text. It is Edwin from La Mirada. Hey, Edwin.
Good morning, party people.
Edwin.
Yes.
Edwin.
Hey, Edwin. That's what I like to call myself.
Sometimes we like him. Sometimes we don't. Am I right?
Yes. He can be harsh.
Well, everybody knows that.
You want to stay on the right side of Edwin. Now, I got to be curious about your selection because you specifically texted in I want to hear Whip It by Devo, right, Allie?
Oh.
Now, is this a come
Allie
on?
Knows.
What's
Allie,
Allie knows.
Oh, Edwin.
You did good, right, Allie?
You did good, Edwin.
Why'd you choose this song, Edwin?
Oh, we were obsessed with it when we were kids. We even made our own versions of it.
What do you mean? You mean you guys made up your own lyrics and then would just sing it around the house?
Well, we would tape ourselves, like pretending we were on the radio.
Right.
There's the Green Midget, the Black Jamaican, and Zeke the Freak. So
what's
we just always have loved this song. It's a new
I'm not
way
sure
of
what's
us.
Happening, but I love it.
Did you put a flower pot on your head?
No, not that far.
Okay. Yeah, because that would
be
crazy, Allie.
Yeah.
That would be ridiculous.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Right? Don't be stupid. Did you have your own lyrics? Did you make up your own version of the song?
Oh, yeah. Had our own different lyrics and everything.
And
I'll
what
send
did you,
it to you, Bean.
What, well, what did you call
it? Yeah, send it to Bean.
You guys aren't interested, huh? All right, let's hear how Devo does it. Thanks, Edwin.
Goodbye.
Thank you, bye.
Keep it 100.
Sounded great.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
Yep.
You guys?
I want to hear Edwin's version, though, after he emails it
See,
to you.
See, now you're curious,
after
right?
He emails it to you and you listen to it and then let us know.
Edwin from La Mirada, thank you for selecting the song for Keep It 100. We'll do it again next Friday.
Yeah?
It's called Articulation here on K-Rock.
6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:37.
Ralph is here. Let's do this one more time, you guys. Let's make it good.
Okay.
Let's kiss this week goodbye with a smile on our faces. Let's make our listeners happy.
Kiss this week goodbye.
Delamitri. Remember Delamitri?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that band.
That was a good song, too.
I remember going to see Delamitri at the Palladium, I think it was. Maybe. I don't know. Small club. This was a band out of Scotland that had like a small but fervent fan base, like a real cult following kind of thing. And I was one of these hardcore Delamitri fans. I wonder what happened to them.
Do you know that we're on the air?
Yeah.
That we've started?
I got a point. Just chill. Just relax.
All right.
So I'm going to see Delamitri, and I'm sitting there, and I look across the room, and who do I see sitting at his table on the other side? James Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel sitting there at the Delamitri show. What are the odds of a tiny place with a small fan base of a little Scottish band that almost no one had ever heard of? Jimmy turns out to be a huge fan of Delamitri.
Hmm.
What are the odds?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's weird.
That's crazy.
And I ran into a Neil Diamond show. You don't that you expect.
Sure, of course.
But to see Jimmy at a Delamitri show, always still surprised.
You got to get on that To Keep It 100 one week and get us a little Always the Last to Know. Oh. Roll to Me. Remember Roll to Me?
Roll to Me was great.
I got to go listen to Delamitri.
That was a good band.
Keep It 100.
Speaking of Jimmy Kimmel, yesterday I made this mention of this thing that I saw. Remember I said, Jimmy's very funny. He's taking shots at himself. I saw a big poster at a bus stop of Jimmy crying, and it said, the Jimmy Kimmel Estrogen Hour.
Right.
And I said, that's funny. Jim is sort of being just self-satirizing about his emotional outbursts on his late night show.
Right.
Well, it turns out that was not the case at all.
Oh.
No. He was actually the victim of a conservative street artist.
Oh.
Who goes by the name Sabo. Awful name, by the way, Sabo, if you're listening. And not only did he create those posters, put them on bus stops and bus benches, but also created another series of posters of Jimmy looking like a Johnny Depp from the movie Crybaby.
Oh.
And putting those out.
See, because he was emotional because his hometown is Las Vegas, and there was a shooting in Las Vegas.
So Sabo now is saying, we allowed Jimmy Kimmel into our homes because at one point we considered him to be entertaining. Now he's nothing more than a talking head for the Democrat Party. He's a talking head for not wanting children to die in hospitals and people to be shot. That's what he's a talking head for.
Yeah.
When did that become a partisan issue? Not wanting people to die. So this guy has papered the city with these posters. And so Jimmy, God bless him, has responded by posting a photo of himself sitting on one of these bus benches. Let's say the Jimmy Kimmel Estrogen Hour, and he's flipping off the camera. and he has released that image as a response to Sabo. So Jimmy emailed the photo to The Hollywood Reporter with the message, I encourage all fellow crybabies to support Every Town for Gun Safety, everytown.org. So good for you, James.
Doing
the Lord's work.
That whole shaming of men for having emotions or showing empathy is the reason for toxic masculinity and why dudes are shooting people up left and right. It shocks me that anybody would be upset by that, and to make it about him showing emotion is so despicable. And Sabo, you know what I hope for you?
Uh-oh, here it comes.
Bag Desert?
A little sit down with Jimmy. A little chat.
A little
one-on-one.
Oh, I like it.
Because I believe that two people coming together.
So they should fight?
Not fight.
Okay.
Have a chat.
Sit down
chat.
And talk.
Mm-hmm.
She said, Kevin.
Okay.
And then,
we are the world.
Yeah, thank you.
We are the children. We need to join hands, sing a song of peace and love. Maybe something by Coldplay.
Oh.
Speaking of Coldplay.
That's crazy.
How about that for a segue?
That was sweet.
Damn it, man. Is there anything you don't know?
No, as a matter of fact. There we go. That's my segue noise. Coldplay is playing tonight at the Hollywood Bowl. They are awesome live. If you'd like to go, I've got two pairs of tickets to give. Our last pairs of tickets for tonight's show at the Hollywood Bowl to see Coldplay. Keep in mind, if you are going this evening...
We have one pair.
One pair?
Just being told, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we had two. We had two.
Well, Ralph, you said they were going fast.
They are. We just lost one.
Now we have none.
In the middle. Oh, I took too long. I have one final pair of Coldplay tickets. Makes it even more critical that you call in with the correct answer to my trivia question if you'd like to go. I was in the middle of saying, if you are going tonight, security has been increased, has been heightened in the wake of what happened in Las Vegas. So they're saying, I think the show is 6:45 scheduled to go on stage, 6:45, 7 o'clock. Doors are 5:30. They're recommending you be there at 5 o'clock.
Wow.
At the Rose Bowl to get through security, to be able to get into the doors when they open, to get into your seat. So give yourself plenty of time if you're heading to the Rose Bowl tonight to see.
I mean, honestly, that's a venue it's best to get to early anyway.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So you're not losing anything.
Yeah.
That's what Kevin's known for. How dare you? Just making sure there's no danger of missing a note.
Hey, you know, Kevin, this is a venue that's worth getting early. Yeah, what I said.
Right?
Right? That's a win. I'm taking that as a win. That's a win.
You're using the Kevin formula?
Exactly. All right, here's my trivia question for you Coldplay fans. In The Scientist video, the video for the song The Scientist, Chris Martin had to learn a specific skill for that video. Had to learn a brand new skill for the video to the song The Scientist. What was that skill?
Taekwondo.
Call right now, 1-800-520-1067.
Is it butt stuff?
First person through with the correct answer to that trivia question will get his final pair of tickets to see Coldplay.
Butt stuff! Butt stuff! Butt stuff! Butt stuff!
That's my favorite Coldplay song.
I hope Martine opens for him.
Not butt stuff.
I hope Martine opens up for Chris Martin. Martin and Martine, that'd be quite a team up. Martine, for those who don't know, is an internet sensation. He's a 16-year-old white kid with a mo haircut from the Three Stooges who's got a smash hit song on his hands. It's called Sriracha. And Sriracha, he's talking about his girl. He calls her Sriracha because she's so hot, yo, says this punk white kid with a bad haircut. He's ghost riding the whip in the video. Anyway, he's all in the news. He's just been announced to be the opening act for Dua Lipa on her North American tour. I thought if you're not familiar with the work of Martine, M-A-R-T-E-E-N, Martine, then you might want to take a little listen.
Girl, you got a body like Sriracha. Every time I bring you around, the homies want to watch ya. Got it from your mama, but that ain't what she taught ya. Ay, that's why I call you Lil Racha.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, Mo.
Come on, Mo.
I assume that most people were going because it's, you know, Chocolate Rain bad. But in reality, you look at these comments and the kids love it.
Yeah, well, we live in a Cash Me Outside world, B.
We do. One of the dopest songs I've heard in all of 2017. This has been on blast in the house for a minute now. You got me twerking while I mop.
No one's mopping.
Right?
Mopping and twerking.
Shout out from Korea, bro. This song is lit. I will spread out your song. So apparently they're on board with Martine. We have the video up at the Kevin and Bean Facebook page if you want to enjoy it for yourself.
He's a colossal douche.
Saw them last night at the Troop.
How were they? I heard good things.
Really bad.
Oh, sorry to hear that. And lastly, the Dude of the Week honors go to Austin Rogers, who has won over $278,000 on Jeopardy.
Nope.
I'm sorry.
Allie has been watching this very, very closely.
Would you like to update us?
He broke the $300,000 mark last night.
Did he? Okay. Mm-hmm. In a little over a week. That makes him the biggest money winner in the shortest amount of time in the history of the show.
I had to stop following Allie on Twitter because of her constant
How did
tweeting.
He do it, you may ask?
How did he do it, Ralph?
He said, I did my homework. I gamed the game, he said. Because he said, there's not a system or a code, but if you watch enough Jeopardy, you start seeing things repeat, he said. How empty is this man's life? Anyone who spends that much attention watching Jeopardy...
Is it on taking notes?
...has just got nothing. Just an empty shell of a being, right?
He's got $300,000, Ralph.
So far.
That's what he's got.
Can he buy friends?
Well, no.
Bean, you know how hard it is to be rich and not have any friends.
Right.
You know what that's like, right?
Right.
I do, yeah.
Right. So anyway, congratulations to Austin Rogers. Hey, behave! Love those movies.
God. Well,
you sit down and you watch hundreds of episodes of Jeopardy and then figure out a way to get on the show and actually retain a bunch of that knowledge and win the game. I mean,
does that
think
sound like a win to you?
Yes.
I'd rather women.
Just to Rain Man.
Rather date.
Yeah, Rain Man. I bet that sounds great to you.
I think it's
doing
impressive.
The same thing over and over again in a ritualistic fashion.
All right.
Austin lost me a little bit.
Oh.
Austin, love has died?
Austin doesn't
own... Does he make you horny?
Oh, God. Austin doesn't own a TV.
No, he doesn't.
That's...
How did he watch all
the
Jeopardy?
Them all online.
Online, yeah.
Oh, hey, come on. This guy is creep factor 12, right?
That's a bit... People that say they don't own a TV go straight to hell, right?
I mean, that's
always been our motto.
That's our motto, yeah.
Let's go to Danielle on line two. She's from Walnut. I think she knows the answer to this. Danielle?
Yes.
In the Coldplay video for the song The Scientist, Chris Martin had to learn a brand new specific skill to shoot that video. What was it?
It was singing backwards.
Yes.
Yeah!
He had to sing the entire song backwards. They filmed that, and then they showed the video backwards. It looked like he was singing frontwards, but it was weird. You could tell it was something weird was going on.
Huh.
It's very interesting. I great like video. Congratulations, Danielle. You're going to see Coldplay tonight at the Rose Bowl.
Yay! I'm so excited.
I'm glad. Congratulations. Hold on. We're going to give you all the details. Thanks,
Danielle. And leave now.
Yeah, really. Get there early. Today's celebrity birthday is Elizabeth Shue, one of my all-time crushes. 53 years old today. Amy Jo Johnson is 47. And Ian Griffith, you know him as Mr. Fantastic from the Fantastic Four, 43 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Take her out. The so-called hopeful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with Strikers commercial free-for-all, all by request this afternoon during your drive home here on the world-famous K-Rock. Have a great weekend.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
This was a success.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
What are you with Vegas, aside from that?
Roll another one.
Oh my God, you're a legend. I can't believe you're here.
Just like the other one.
Why don't I hate it?
This one seems to be about to quit.
We get it. Also,
I need another hit.
Well, I for one can't wait to meet the new boss. Maybe he can finally get this place back on track. I return to Heart News. Me talking like this. And sometimes like this.
Roll.
I'm sorry for the realness.
I don't have another cent.
The Russians are running the USSA.
What kind of a man are you?
Just pass it around.
Shame on you. Shame on you.
So unless you go home and suddenly grow a conscience, this thing is over. You're welcome. Now goodbye.
And worst of all, you take this big pile of garbage and you tie it all up by having everyone sit around saying, at least everything's back to normal, as if something happened. When nothing happened, it was a complete waste of everyone's time.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is an island surrounded by water, big water, ocean water.
Go Duck.